All right, we're back now with Sarah Bartley, who is the Senior Director of Community Impact at United Way of Massachusetts Bay and Merrimack Valley. Sarah, welcome to MSO.
Thank you very much.
Well, obviously, most people are working from home. Are you able to do that as well?
I am, yeah. Really fortunate to be able to work from home and stay connected to people while obviously it's really important that we all stay home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, prior to my reading about the collaboration in Lynn on the Daily Item involving United Way, Massachusetts Bay, Merrimack Valley, I had never heard of that part of United Way. So maybe you could fill me in a little bit about what your organization is, where it's located, and so on.
Yeah, so United Way does have offices on the North Shore as well as in Boston, in the Merrimack Valley, and a couple of other regions. United Ways are nonprofit organizations. We're incorporated locally, but we're a brand a lot of people have heard of because we are actually an international organization. But we do incorporate locally, and so we have a local office, which really is working to benefit people in need across our region, which for us is a lot of eastern Massachusetts, including all those communities. So Lynn is a really important community to us. It is a community that we have connected with in a couple of ways that I can talk about for a lot of years. So just for example, we partner with the Lynn Public Schools on an AmeriCorps program, which places tutors and AmeriCorps members to teach and tutor English language learners in the schools and in after-school programs. We also are a funder to a lot of early education, childcare, after-school programs, as well as programs that try to help people build their financial well-being. So we do quite a bit of things, but as we're primarily a funder of nonprofits, maybe people haven't heard of us, but we're really glad that you're hearing of us now, and we are really committed to the city of Lynn. So we're really excited to be able to announce the Lynn Community Care Fund as an opportunity to further mobilize people to support their neighbors.
When you say you're a funder of nonprofits, what's exactly does that mean, Sarah? In other words, you know, what's your role in this? Yeah. What's the United Way's role in it? How does it work?
Yeah, so United Way, you can think of us as a mobilizer of resources. So we unite people to work together to help people in need. And so United Way traditionally has run day campaigns to really mobilize those resources, volunteers and advocacy and support, as well as funds. And then we work with nonprofit partners on the ground to deploy those funds to help people. And so in the case of, for example, we've had a family fund in place for decades, which aims to provide emergency financial assistance to people. We've been distributing that in Lynn through Leo and Catholic Charities and others for many years. We really took that and expanded it as soon as this COVID-19 crisis knew that we sort of looked down the road a couple weeks and knew that that there would be there would be a need as people were laid off or lost hours for people to just get help paying bills, getting access to food and other kind of basic necessities. We recognize that there are a lot of people in the city, as in every city, who will lose hours during this crisis or may lose a job because they don't have childcare. We very quickly figured out we needed to mobilize that fund and expand it in order to mobilize more people to give generously so that those funds would be available hours and still needing to pay their rent and get food.
How? But so let me get this right. It basically what happens is if people are in need, they go to their local communities in Lynn, and it might be a United Way symbol or something like that, but you support the nonprofits that support the people. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, so we support the nonprofits, and then we also are providing funds to be able to support people as well.
Oh, okay. All right, so how do people contribute on the North Shore? I'm gathering you really can't go into places. You can't volunteer to work in person. There's got to be a way to do it online.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if people have hours to give, I'm sure that there are ways that people can do that. We gather and try to disseminate those. But you're right. One of the things that makes this particular crisis so difficult is that it can be hard to figure out how to contribute. You know, not everybody can volunteer. Some of us who maybe want to volunteer are in high-risk groups and probably shouldn't, right? And then others just don't know how because they, maybe they're newly available but have never done it before. So we're hearing from, there are groups that still need volunteers who can operate safely, you know, delivering Meals on Wheels or in other kinds of services like that. You know, it's not to say, I certainly don't want to say that nobody needs volunteers. There certainly are still needs out there, but it is hard right now. I mean, it's hard for a lot of people to volunteer. And so one way that we, you know, certainly say you can contribute if you, you know, think especially for those who maybe haven't been deeply financed, to go to UnitedWayMassBay.org. There is a drop-down menu for COVID-19, and the Lynn Community Care Fund is one of the options. So we are both fundraising to support families in Lynn from across the region. We're not just fundraising in Lynn. We're fundraising all over our region to try to support people in lots of communities, including Lynn. But there's also a Lynn Community Care page where, you know, people who really want to give to help their neighbors in Lynn can, and 100% of those contributions will go to support people in Lynn.
Fantastic. And finally, Sarah, are there other programs that you could mention, either up in the Merrimack Valley or elsewhere around the North Shore, that you know United Way has made an impact on? Other programs, other things that people have helped people?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I'm happy to talk about any number of them. So, you know, I can stay in Lynn, or I could talk a little bit more generally. We do have partners in lots of other cities as well, including Lawrence and Lowell and Salem. You know, maybe just one in particular that would be helpful to know about is the AmeriCorps program I mentioned earlier. Our members work not only in Lynn, but also in Salem and Gloucester. They're in the public schools, and they're in after-school programs, and they're supporting families. And they continue to support families now, even though school is out. They continue to support families. And one kind of neat thing that's happened in recent days, so our members, while schools are closed and, you know, they're still working to support families, schools are closed. A lot of them have are also supporting our 211 network. We'd love for people to know about that. So United Way also has a call center for comprehensive information and referral called 211. It's a program of your local United Way, and anyone who is looking for assistance right now or has questions related to the COVID-19 crisis can call 211 or visit mass211.org and chat to someone right on the website. They can provide comprehensive information and referral. They've been getting tens of thousands of phone calls since this started from people all over the state. Who have questions and concerns. We've put some of the top 10 questions people have been asking up on our website, but people can also call them to try to get some information that they and referral that they need. And we are keeping them up to date with which agencies, both in Lynn and beyond, have funds that we've been raising so that if there are funds at a local agency near them that they could potentially qualify for, they will refer them to those resources.
Wow, great work. Awesome. Yeah, that's what I was after. Now, finally, Sarah, last time, do it again for me, please. Best way for people to contribute monetarily. What's the easiest way for them to do it?
Yeah, go to UnitedWayMassBay.org. Look for the COVID-19 drop.
You do want to get out there, Sarah?
Yeah, I would say that this crisis really is big for people. You know, we know that a crisis like this really, really disproportionately impacts people who maybe were already financially struggling before. So if you were already sort of working an hourly, you know, a job where you were already part-time, if you were experiencing homelessness before, man, we know that this crisis is going to hit you especially hard. And so we really want to make sure that if anybody is able to support their neighbors, that they do so, because we know that that this crisis is going to be hard for people, and they're going to need support. That 211 line, you can call if you just need someone to talk to. You know, the agencies that we're going to be contributing funds to, they want to hear from you. We know that this is really, really a difficult time for people. It's a difficult time for families, and so we just want people to know that we are behind you. We are pulling for you, and we're here to support you.
That is Sarah Bartley, Senior Director of Community Impact at United Way of Massachusetts Bay and Merrimack Valley. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.